Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
An Iowa congressman is running for the U.S. Senate. What does he think about his potential opposition? What are Iowans telling him? What are his perspectives on the Affordable Care Act, the Ukraine-Russia conflict, and economic growth? Let's go in depth with Representative Bruce Braley, a Democrat from Waterloo.
Well, Congressman, how's it going today on your tour, your travel talking with Iowans?
Well, I've had a great time visiting work sites in Waterloo, Dubuque, and Davenport, and trying to meet Iowans where they work so that we can highlight their hard work and discuss policies that are going to help them get ahead and strengthen the middle class. And a lot of these are places that are doing the type of work that I've done in my life. So I stopped at two construction sites today, one at a hotel that's being renovated in downtown Waterloo and at the new terminal for the Dubuque Airport. And I'm at Republic Companies in Davenport, which is a big distributor of electrical and mechanical equipment. And so I've been talking to employees, getting a sense of what some of their concerns are, and trying to identify with the things we need to be doing to expand and strengthen the middle class.
Well, what are people telling you?
Well, I think one of the things that people are concerned about is finding people that can solve the tough problems we face as a country, working to preserve a retirement security system with Social Security and private retirement savings. What we know is that people want to make sure that their working conditions are safe and that they have an opportunity to provide for their families and live the American dream. That's what I'm hearing as I travel around Iowa.
Hearing any criticisms by people? Your opponents haven't really settled down as to who it's going to be yet, but there's lots of criticism out there. Do you hear any of that from the crowds?
Well, everybody. The great thing about being an Iowan is people aren't afraid to share their opinions with you. And the best part about traveling around the state and going to all 99 counties is I've met a lot of great Iowans. And people aren't afraid to share what's on their mind. I think that, you know, people in rural Iowa in particular were very concerned that it took us 3 years to get a farm bill passed. And as I travel around rural Iowa and I see the impact that the farm bill, the renewable fuel standard, and the wind energy tax credit have had on the rural economy, it just reinforces the importance of having elected officials who are going to fight for the people of Iowa and make sure that their voices are heard in Washington.
What do you think about the opposition and that really not one candidate has emerged has caught the Republicans' fancy? You're looking at five people battling it out. What do you think about that?
The only thing that I'm sure of is that I will have no say whatsoever in who my opponent is going to be. And I know whoever wins that primary in June is going to be a very competitive candidate, which will make this one of the most important Senate races in the country. And that's why I'm spending so much time traveling around the state, introducing myself to people who may not know me. My brother Brian lives in Knoxville with his wife Shelley, so I'm very familiar with Knoxville and Marion County. And I'm traveling around to all the other counties in the state so that people learn a little bit about my background. Know that I grew up in a small town. I've worked just about every type of job you could imagine, from delivering newspapers as a grade school student to farm work in junior high and construction work in high school and college. I've waited tables, tended bar, washed dishes, been a cook, I've been a janitor, drove trucks, and had an insurance license before I practiced law for 23 years. So I want people to know those things about me so that they know that I came from a background that's very similar to theirs. I know the importance of hard work and a good day's pay for an honest day's work, and that's part of what this Iowa Works Tour is all about.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Representative Bruce Braley.
Well, if your opponents agree on one thing, your potential opponents agree on one thing, it's a campaign strategy of associating you with the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare and just hammering you on that. What do you think about that?
Well, look, nobody ever claimed that the Affordable Care Act was perfect, and that's why I've been working to address the concerns that have come up, especially the problem with enrollment with a faulty website that we worked very hard to try to correct. But I also remind people that we can't go back to where we were, and that's a place where insurance companies could deny you coverage based on pre-existing conditions, where they could terminate your policy for no reason at all. And I had a 2-year-old nephew who had 2/3 of his liver removed with liver cancer. His parents wouldn't be able to switch jobs today if it wasn't for the Affordable Care Act, because all of his future health care costs would have been excluded under pre-existing conditions. So we need to fix the problems, and we need to move forward, and we can't go back to where we were.
Well, I'd like to get your thoughts on a little bit on foreign policy. Maybe it's me, but I'm just fascinated by what's happening in the Ukraine, with Crimea, with Russia. And I know that you're paying attention to it, too. But it seems like this is a no-win kind of a situation for President Obama and maybe even for the country. I mean, it's a group of people that are ethnically Russian wanting to be with Russia, and we're not on their side, even though that's what they want. We're on the side of the Ukraine, and I understand why. We can't let that domino fall. But, I mean, how can we come out of this looking good, or even more important than looking good, having a situation where the world is more stable?
Well, that's the most important thing, is trying to provide stability and peace in a very troubled region. I went to a classified briefing last week, and obviously I can't talk about what I learned, but it's very obvious that this has a very serious implication for Europe, for our allies in NATO, for the people of Ukraine, and about the rule of international law and sovereignty. It's clear that Russia violated international law by sending troops into the Crimea. And one of the things that we have to do is continue to use economic force with our allies to put pressure on Russia to respect the rule of law and the rights of Ukrainian citizens. And we know that it's having an impact, because there's been a destabilization of the ruble in Russia. They've had to raise interest rates. And it's important for us and our allies to stand up to what's happening. But I don't think anybody in Iowa wants to go to war with Russia over what's happening in the Crimea. That's why diplomacy needs to be the central focus, and we need to continue to find ways to pressure Russia to do the right thing and own up to what it did.
Well, we've lost some moral high ground on this, and I'll just say it, that I thought that the Secretary of State, Kerry, looked foolish when he said that Russia was violating international law and entering other countries, unilaterally, I guess, in the sense that we did the same thing under the Bush administration in two countries. How can we have the moral high ground after that?
I think that the difference is that the United States went in and didn't try to pretend that it wasn't sending armed troops into another country by disguising their identity and refusing to own up to the fact that they were Russian troops. And I think that the American citizens and the people of Iowa expect us to stand for something. And I think that it's important to stand up for another country's sovereignty, and especially when they are a vital part of the economy of Europe. And we need to stand with our allies and use diplomacy to try to pressure Russia to do the right thing.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Representative Bruce Braley.
Well, how do you respond to the accusations then that President Obama and the Democrats are being weak on this issue? And how do you respond to criticisms like that?
I don't think that using diplomacy And standing with your allies in NATO is a sign of weakness. I think that you, that I don't think that people in Iowa think that we should be invading Russia in support of Ukrainian people. I think they want us to use our heads and try to find a diplomatic solution. And I think that's a show of strength, not a show of weakness.
We're probably staying on foreign policy a little longer than, well, it's in the news. It's something that people want to know about. But are we back in a new Cold War? I mean, is that where we're going under the Bush administration? Putin invaded Georgia. Now he's invaded and taken the Crimean Peninsula. Are we heading to that direction again?
Well, as somebody who studied Soviet politics when I was in college, I think there's a big difference, and that is the economy of Russia is much different than it was under Soviet control. And there are a lot of assets located in European countries from Russian investments. And that's why we're seeing a negative economic impact on Russia because of what it's doing in Ukraine. And I think that that's the power and leverage we have to use right now, is the show of diplomacy and economic sanctions that are going to be harmful to Russia, that are of biggest concern to President Putin and the people who govern Russia.
Let's talk about the economy and development and intellectual issues here for a minute. Manufacturing. The other day, well, I guess it was about a month or so ago, Instagram was purchased for like, billions of dollars. And Instagram employs like 50 people. At one time, Kodak employed over 400,000 people in one way or another. And, now Kodak doesn't exist. And a lot of jobs now are coding and doing that kind of intellectual thing. And it's manufacturing of a type, but it's not like the old kinds of old days when we'd turn more bolts and employ a lot of people. Are we heading to an economy where we just need to get used to the fact that we aren't going to have those jobs anymore?
I don't think so. Obviously, a lot of the economy now is being driven by technology. But I was at Des Moines Area Community College yesterday looking at their welding institute. And when I talk to employers in my district and as I travel around Iowa, there's still a lot of good paying jobs for welders and CNC operators and people who make things with their hands. And technology is a much higher component of those jobs. So you often have to have a higher level of education and training to do them. But we still need people to build things in this state, and that's what I spent a lot of my younger years doing. And so I think we have to harness technology to create jobs that we can keep here in the United States and still find a way to provide for a middle-class lifestyle that it makes this state such a great place to live.
Are you concerned with rising college costs and how...
I am very concerned with rising college costs. I had three children in college all at the same time, and I'm concerned that the cost of getting a college education is so high and that students take away so much debt when they graduate from college or they leave college, and that's why I fought to try to reduce the interest rate on federally insured student loans. I fought to try to provide more opportunities for Pell Grants to be available. And I've also tried to hold colleges and universities accountable who receive federal funds to make sure that they are having high graduation and high placement rates so that the people who go to those institutions get value for their investment and the taxpayers who help provide for those educations get a high return on their investment.
During your legislative career, what are you most proud of?
I'm most proud of the bills that I introduced that were signed into law, like the New Era Act, which was the first bill that I introduced, that was included in the last Farm Bill and created opportunities for young people to get careers in biofuels and stay and work in Iowa. I'm proud of the plain language bill that I got signed into law that requires every federal agency to write documents and brochures and publications in language that people can understand, and they're graded every year on how they're doing. And I'm proud of the Andrew Connelly Veterans Housing Act, named for one of my constituents, which allows disabled veterans to get adaptability assistance and stay and live in their homes, and extended that and increased the benefits that are available. And I'm proud of the fact that most of the bills that I've introduced that are now law only got signed into law because I worked with Republican counterparts in the House and the Senate to get things done and to help the people of Iowa.
Thanks to Representative Bruce Braley for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.